League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Nick Trades. Is it at Nick Trades on Twitter, isn't it, Nick?
I am, yeah.
It's a Duchess of the Chart, looking at three charts in 3 minutes. And I understand someone recognised your voice of the day and said, "Hey, you became more famous, Nick, haven't you?"
I know, I can't believe that. They said, "Oh, your email, Nick Trades." They said, "You're not Nick Trades, the stock person from Twitter." And I said, "Yeah." So I was really flattered. Thanks, yeah, Mr. Cool. Whoever you are in Halstead.
Yeah, yeah, marvellous stuff. All right, well, let's look at the three stocks today. First and foremost, they've released excellent grades from their project in Indonesia. It's Asia Met Resources, or ARS, ARS ticker. What's the chart looking like, Nick, on ARS?
Yeah, this chart's really good. I have two upside targets in this one. At least we're going to go to 6.55 and quite possibly higher to 7.2. So those are my two targets.
Wow.
My only concern is that this rally is a little bit choppy. And we do have strong resistance between sort of 5.3 and 5.6, and those previous highs, you know, we really have got to clear them. And only a close above 5.6, which is the Fibonacci sort of projection there, will confirm that we're going higher. Otherwise, there is a risk that we come all the way back and tag the 200-day and all the way back to around 3.2 before we put in that next leg higher. And we will still see those targets, but we could dip quite a long way. So I think if you draw a trend line from the March lows, and if we break that, step aside and wait for us to retest the 200-day moving average, or if you see a close below the, if you're no good at drawing trend lines, a close below the daily 50 moving average is quite a good trend indicator. Wait for a dip back to sort of 3.18, 3.2 and buy some more.
Knowing the fundamentals of that company, I can't see it happening. I think they're going to, because they're coming towards the end of their feasibility study drilling, and I think there's some good news ahead.
The alternate is, you know, what you very often see is a wedge or a flag pattern. If we don't come all the way back, then the interim support is at 4 even. So those are the two support levels, 4 and 3.18. Yeah. And if you don't think it'll come all the way back, then that's great. It'll come back to about 4. It'll consolidate there. That would be the other level to look at support, and I'll mark that on the chart for you.
Marvellous. All right, the next one I think is worth keeping an eye on because it's quiet at the moment, and in AIM stocks, you know, do your research, look at the management, look at the assets, look at the cash they have, and then, you know, sit back and buy at a good level. And at the moment, there's quiet on the front of ECR Minerals. That's why I've highlighted it. I think you should look at the chart because it's a tiny market cap, micro cap stock that I think on good news could easily almost double, triple. And I think, you know, knowing Craig Brown, the guys, the team there, I think they're going to produce here. So it's one of these stocks worth looking at. Tiny market cap. And as you know, small market caps can move quite easily, quite quickly as well. And while we're in a quiet period, it's worth looking at. So what do you think of the chart, Nick? Levels to look at?
Well, I think the quiet on a chart is what comes before the explosion or collapse, one or the other. And in this chart, it's going to be an explosion. You know, we've had a really good rally from the December 2016 lows, and we're, you know, making a really choppy flag correction, a flag or a bullish pennant. I've got two support levels. So the first one is 1.73. That's 50% of the rally from the February low. And we've held that pretty nicely. But I think if we make a full ABC correction, then we'll come back to 50% of the entire rally from the December low. And that's at 1.52. Worst case is we come all the way back to the 200-day at 1.32. I don't think we'll do that, though, just the way it's behaving and the fact that the RSI hasn't quite bottomed yet, but it's not that far away from bottoming. So that's what I would look at. Hold on to support at 1.73, which is where we are now, or a little bit dip lower to 1.52, and that would be an ABC correction. That's a really good level, 1.52, to watch. And how would we know if we've bottomed here? I think if we can close above the 50-day moving average again, which we've lost in the last couple of days, that was yesterday's opening high at 1.83. So I would say, you know, a close above 1.85, 1.9, that's a good sign that we have bottomed.
Okay, and finally, Codal Minerals had John Mayer on from SP Angel yesterday, and he was saying that news is pretty much, he thinks, is imminent on this. Next couple of weeks, with a Chinese investor coming in, they're into lithium, they're in Mali, I think it's Mali, I'm not quite over the stock. But we've had that initial spike up on that initial interest there. It's come down now and calmed down a bit. And I'm thinking now is probably the time to look around. If you know fundamentally about this stock, you've done some research and you're looking at entry level, it's one of a good level here, isn't it?
It is, and it's consolidating sideways. And I think if we can take out that spike high at 0.39, we've bottomed. My concern with this one is that we need one more push lower. I've got two support levels at 0.25 and a retest of the lows at 0.2 are both really good buy levels for one more leg higher in this stock. I doubt it'll come all the way back to the lows. I think 0.25 is more likely where we go, just because we're consolidating sideways and I'm not quite sure this is ready to pop yet. But I like it. And when we do, you know, we'll see our next leg higher. First target for this one is 0.677.
Wow. All right, Nick. Well, if you send me those charts, I'll put them on the company pages at Vox Markets and also on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.